Welcome to the March edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We'll give you a rundown of what's in our March journal, which includes three research papers, two engineering reports, and a feature on the latest developments in transducers. The rhythmic characteristics of sound events result in emotional effects for the listener, say Konstantinos Drosos and his colleagues from Greece. In their paper, they report experiments in which unorganized sound stimuli, in this case, not speech or music, had been annotated with emotional tags. Rhythm-related attributes were extracted from the stimuli, and machine learning was applied to recognize automatically the effect of the rhythm characteristics on the listener's emotional response. In his paper on the adaptive stabilization of electrodynamic transducers, Wolfgang Klippel talks about how moving coil loudspeakers tend to generate DC displacement that offsets the cone from its central resting position. The problem gets worse in the smaller loudspeakers that are used in things like mobile devices and tablets. He proposes a new control technique that can stabilize the voice coil position, thereby reducing distortion and enabling higher overall output levels. The same technique can be applied in other types of transducers, such as hearing aids and in-ear phones. The topic of adaptive control methods for loudspeakers is also taken up in this month's feature article by Francis Rumsey, in which he summarizes the latest research on the subject, presented at the 137th convention. Not only Klippel, but others have been looking into ways by which the modest loudspeakers used in small devices can be made to perform better, overcoming some of the non-linearities that arise by using feedback and signal processing. The article also looks into some novel developments in the design of microphones using the wonder material known as graphene, as well as a new type of subwoofer motor. Returning to the research papers, we hear from Christian Schult and Peter Handel on the implications of a standard backward integration method for estimating reverberation time. Schroeder's method has been widely used to reduce the variance of reverb time estimates based upon decaying tails. Here, the authors show that while backward integration does indeed reduce such variance, it does so at the cost of an increased and potentially large bias that reduces the accuracy of the result. They conclude by recommending prudence in the use of the method for automated decay rate estimation tasks. John and Imre Behrens discover some fascinating things about voice quality prediction and the effects of post-processing in their engineering report. They point out that the subjective evaluation of voice quality depends both on the appeal of the speaker's voice and the perceived degradation of the recording. When no ideal reference is provided, the two elements tend to be fused in listeners' responses, under the so-called absolute category rating. The preference for a particular voice turns out to be a very significant factor in the reported quality. It's also found that voice post-processing, such as timbre optimization, loudness compensation, de-essing, and the like, mostly degrade the quality rather than improving it. They used the results of these tests to validate the recent ITUT quality model, known as the POLQA, in the high-quality region. In our final engineering report, Samuel Groner presents a detailed noise analysis of classic current feedback microphone amplifiers. In an attempt to show how noise can be reduced in transformerless designs at low gain settings, he explains that microphone designers tend to concentrate on the noise performance at high gains, wherein the equivalent input noise is lowest. But in many designs, this is not the most critical issue, as many large diaphragm mics have high sensitivity and only need modest gain from the preamp. He shows that connecting the collector load resistors to a higher supply rail is an effective technique for reducing the noise. On May 7th, the AES is going to Warsaw for the 138th convention, the first time the event will have been in Poland. In this month's issue of the journal, we publish a preview. Warsaw has a thriving music scene, from classical to jazz to electronic music, and is home to recording facilities, movie studios, broadcast and media production, and more. Attendees will be offered opportunities to hear from top audio industry figures while also sharing in the latest research and technology information through informative papers, tutorials, workshops, and special events. Continuing the report from the Technical Council on Technology Trends in Different Areas of Audio Engineering, we present a report from the Committee on Semantic Audio Analysis this month. It explains the most recent developments in a field where musical features extracted from audio can be represented symbolically. The technology opens up the full potential of artificial intelligence and natural language processing techniques to be smoothly integrated into future music informatics systems. There's a report from the Standards Committee this month, including the latest on work to do with spatial acoustic data, loudspeaker polar radiation, and the audio applications of networks. Here, too, in the March issue, from our president, Andreas Mayo, about his latest travels on behalf of the Society in Latin America. Finally, in case you missed the call last month, the 60th AES International Conference will be held in Leuven, Belgium, from February 3rd to the 5th, 2016. This conference will focus on de-reverberation and reverberation of audio, music, and speech, or dreams, and aims to bring together and provide a forum for researchers working on the modeling, control, removal, and synthesis of acoustic reverberation. The interdisciplinary nature of the topic will cover disciplines such as room acoustics, psychoacoustics, and signal processing. The call for contributions to this event is also published in the current volume, another good reason to delve deeply into the March issue of the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. You'll find all this, plus the regular news about recent product releases and AES section meetings around the world. All available for download now on the AES website at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.